Zog the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Yutes Omid Aleph. Around 7 lines from the bottom. Halacha Beis. Moish and Nimtzu Lifnei Seicher Behema. We discussed yesterday the Mishnah about if you find the Moish between different kupas, between Shkolim, between Nedova. We described all the different Sveikas. You go Lahachmer. What about if you find Moish in Yerushalayim in front of Seicher Behema, people that sell Behemas? Now, so the din is Lo Oilom, that means even throughout the whole year, you assume that it's Maisa Sheni money. Why is it Maisa? Because since Oile Regolim have to bring up all their monies for Maisa, because they don't want to schlep the Maisa itself. So they take money, and by the Regolim, they don't have enough time to use up all the money. So what do? The Mepharshim explained they give it to their relatives. So the relatives here, I can't bring it back to where I live. Take the Maisa Sheni money and use it, obviously, to buy korbanos. That's what they use throughout the time. Shlomim, whatever they want to buy. So since you find money now, so most animals in Yerushalayim that are sold throughout the year are bought with Maisa Sheni money. So money that you find, and the Mishnah's Meduktik, it says, Lifnei Seicher Behema, because once they already buy the animal, so the money now becomes chulin. And the animals transferred, so it's turned over to Kedusha. But since you find it Lifnei Seicher Behema, or actually, the Mepharshim explained that how many koinim are there? Many. How many moichim are there? Many, much less. There's one store, there's 100 buyers. So Mamela, you can assume it's taka from the roiv of the people. Number one, it says the fnei, so it's in front of the stand. Number two, it's on that, so to speak, on that stand. Number two, it's taka more people. There's more buyers than sellers. So you can assume it's still from the money before this challah. And in addition, there's a tzad in Tosfos that says there's a chazoka. What was the money status? The money status was maisa. So we assume that its original chazaka was Maisa, so it remained that status. So a mail of money that you find throughout the year in Yerushalayim, in front of Seicher Behema, you can assume it's Maisa Sheni money. And you're treated that way. However, what did you say?
It's not lost, it's in front of him.
But you don't know whose it is.
So we don't know what the status of the money is.
In front of the
store, front. The question is not in the question of Hilchos Aveda. The question is, what's the status of the money? There's no simon on money. Question is, what's the status? How do you treat it? Can you take this money now and buy and use it and bring it to Ad Yerushalayim, treat it as chulin, or treat it as Maisa Sheni money? State in the Mishnah, Moi Shanim Tzu Lefnei Seicher Behema, Lo'oilo Maisa. You have to assume it's Maisa Sheni money. However,
same question. Roy Behema that people buy in Yerushalayim throughout the year, people don't eat pastrami on Tuesday afternoon.
Right, right.
Roy Behema that what for Maisa money?
And why was it for Maisa money? The reason is because Maisa, there's such an abundance of Maisa money from the early Regolim that it ends up being by the relatives in Yerushalayim, so they end up using it. Now, why do we not assume that it's from the Moicher after he already received the money? That we said, there's Chazaka, there's arrived people versus sellers. Now, in the Harabayis, if Moish is found in the Harabayis, you can assume it's Chulin. Why? Because most of monies in Yerushalayim are chulin. Now, what does that mean? We just said in regal, roiv, the money that comes to Yerushalayim is maizah sheni. The teretz is that the teretz is as follows. Oh, so we're being mechalik now. We're mechalik. In the Harabayis, yes, during regal it might be roiv, but since we don't go basa roiv of the regal, why? Because we go after the roiv of the whole year. And the Harabais, we'll see soon, was not sweeped up daily. Because fakir, there's no reason to sweep it up. Ein odom nichnas ba'avak shebagagloi. It's not dusty. So Mamele can assume it's money's from before the regal. And Mamele, stam money is taka chulin. In front of this the butcher shop, is taka maisa. But stam and Harabais, you assume it's chulin. Fakir, you go about to the rabbi of the year. Now what about Ubi Yerushalayim? What about Yerushalayim itself? Harabayis means even if you find it on regal, you don't go after chazaka, you don't go after the current status of the roiv, you go after the whole year because it's not being swept up. Uba harabayis, that's my harabayis chulin. Uba yushalayim, if it's found in Yerushalayim itself, so now here we differentiate. B'sha'i mo'i, shakol mo'i zashona, we're roiv with the money in Yerushalayim Stam is chulin, so tekatz chulin. B'shas haregel, where there's such an abundance of oily regolim, we know that money is meiser, hakol meiser. So again, the difference between Harabais and Yerushalayim is the Gemara in Bamitzia, Davchovov, the Gemara differentiates, and he says, like we said, Shuk Yerushalayim asu niskabet kol yoim. They were cleaned, the streets. The streets were cleaned. So you can assume, B'shas haregel, it's from currently. Masha'enkein, you don't assume it's from earlier. Masha'enkein, in Harabais, they weren't misakin to clean it daily. And the reason is because there is no dust, there is no dirt. Because, for number one, it's a slant, it's meshupa. And number two, ein odam nichas b'min aloi b'avak shal raglov. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Dalet. So, Ebezoi, it's not going to be, there's no reason to clean it daily. It's so mela, that's why over there you can assume it's from earlier, and that's why it's taka chulin.
I thought it was peiros.
No, peiros, you don't want to slap peiros.
Right,
you exchange it for money, and you come to your slime, and you buy with it.
How about
you buy peiros or behemoths? Of course, you bring animals to bring korbanos. Shlomim. Most of the time, they both carbon shlomim. So that's clearly the chalak between soicha behema, harabayis, and Yerushalayim. Shaim Moisa Shona and Shasaregel. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Boso Shenimtza Ba'azora. Now, if you find money in the Azora, what kind of food, not money, I'm sorry, meat. If you find meat in the Azora, that's Evorim. Evorim means that the way it's cut up like an oil, and oil is cut up Evorim, so you assume it's oilless. You assume it's a carbon oil. Chatichos. However, you find small pieces, like people that are eating a piece of meat, so then you can assume it's chatois, because chatois are eaten in the Azorah by the Kahanim, so you assume it's chatois. Now, the reason we're not toiling other korbanos, because we only eat chatois and hashomis in the Azorah. Other korbanos that they did not eat in the Azorah, pashtus, you didn't cut it up into bite pieces until you're ready to eat it. So mainly you don't assume that it's anything but chatois, or chatois v'ashomis at least. So that's the gabe mechalak between evorim and chatichas. Ubi Yerushalayim, if you find chatichas bos in Yerushalayim, so then you can assume the zivke shlomim. The shlomim. Shlomim you eat out of the Azara, anywhere in Yerushalayim. Roiv bosa that's eaten is taka bosa shlomim. Zev is there, saif it's found in Azora. Saif it's found in Yerushalayim, to uba tzurosoi, v'yetz lebeis asreifo. So even though we're saying it's shlomim, but lemaisa, the problem is, it can be eaten. Number one, hesach adas passes by kochim. That means, hesach adas is a psul. If you removed your mindset from it, obviously it is a hesach adas. So finding on the street is obviously hesach adas. So hesach adas, it cannot be eaten. And you can't stand burn it, because you can't burn something unless it's posel vaday. So you can't stand burn it, it's a zilzal and kochim. So you have to wait till ibutzura. Ibutzura means that it becomes noiser. You have to wait. Now, noiser by different animals is taka different things. By a chatos, it's yoim velaylo. By shlomim, it's the third day. So you have to taka wait till it's for sure ibutzura, and then you taka can burn it. Zog the Mishnah weiter, nimmt sie begwulen.
If you have a piece of butter that don't go in the bag and don't eat by the Kohanim.
We're saying both of them.
You find a Chodesh Shaykh.
Yeah, but again, you don't know if it's nice or not.
It's even nicer, but I'm saying you don't say it's here. If this is a piece that goes on the Mizbeach, then you take it home because it's a tape.
And do what with it?
If this is a piece of meat that goes on the Mizbeach normally,
yeah.
And you warm it, goes on, or Chodesh Shaykh, it goes to a Kohen. If you find
Yerushalayim,
we're not choshed, it's a shlomim.
In Yerushalayim, we're choshed that if you find chatichas of basa, pieces that you eat, not evorim, chatichas, so then it's zivchei shlomim.
But pieces that don't go on the Mizbeach. If they go on the Mizbeach, then you would not be here. If the shlomim, it would have been on the Mizbeach.
Okay.
So just make it, no, when you say chatichas of basa, meat basa, they're not eaten not by the Kohanim, not by the Mizbeach.
Maybe shlomim are eaten all over Yerushalayim. What's the question?
But there are parts that go that are burnt on his back.
You're talking about a part that's not eaten? What's the question? Every animal has the same parts. A shlomim has the same parts. Yes, those similar parts are burnt, but shlomim are in Yerushalayim. You assume it's shlomim. Again, So, but you can't eat it because lemaisa might be psul noisa, but you can't burn it because you have to make sure it's ibet suria. So you have to wait to ibet suria and beyetz lebeis asreifa. Now the word is hesachadas. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Hesachadas is what makes it that you need ibet suria, but not hesachadas is automatically psul aguf. You still need ibet suria. We'll see in the Gemara. Zok the mishnah vayte nimtza begvulin. If you find basar in other cities, not in Yerushalayim, begvulin, other cities of Eretz Yisrael. So now it depends. Evorim, if they are limbs, so then you assume it's nevelis. Because nevelis, you cut in such a fashion as limbs. You're not going to cut into bite pieces. You're not eating it. So nevelis, you cut into limbs and you throw them out. So if you find it out of your slime, you assume it's a nevela. V'chatichos, if it's a chaticha, meaning it's the way that a person eats, then it's mutoros. Because you don't cut nevelis into bite pieces. Why are you cutting into bite pieces? So Mela, it's you can assume it's regular basa kosher. You don't assume bichlal that it's a kochim, and you can eat it. I mean, it has to be hygienic enough, but you can eat it. There's no reason why you can't eat it. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Daf Yutes Omid Beis, Uveshas HaRegel, meaning on Shas HaRegel, where everyone has such an abundance of meat, so Mela, there's no time to even cut it into small pieces. But rather, you cook even evorim. So af evorim utoros, even evorim amuta, and you don't have to say that it's nevelis. Zok de Gemara.
Only during time.
Bishas haregel, correct. Only bishas haregel. Zok de Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that what if you find mois in harabais, we say it's chulin. Frek de Gemara, loy tzorcha de lo baharabais koidesh. Meaning, why do we say that the Har Bayis money? You asked yesterday about bringing money to Har Bayis. That's going to be a discussion over here. Why do you say that the money is chulin? After all, a person is not allowed to enter the Har Bayis b'moyis hatzuros loy. Right? We know the din of ein adam nichlas b'Har Bayis b'moyis with a pouch of money. So if you can't enter with money, so why do you say moyis are chulin? You have to assume that what? That it's mois of kochim, so assume that it's regular mois from the lishka. You're not going to enter with stam money. So if you can't enter with sadina with money, so it's mistavit that the money is from where? From the lishka, from the berak habayis that left. So it should be regular chulin. Why do we say it's, why should it be regular kochim, I mean? So why do we say it's chulin? Enter the gemara rabo. You can't enter with monies. Ein orim nichal besadinoi. So it must be from the lishka. So it's better come out. It's kosher money. Why do you say it's chulin? Yes, you don't sweep, but who cares? It's money from kochim. That's the only place it comes from. Zok de gemara rebo rebchia b'shem b'yechon. He said chazaka she'ein hakoyen moitzim in alishka mois atu mechalon al beema. The gizbar that's moving on the mois of hektish. There's no such thing as him taking money and not being mechalon the beema right away. There's a chazaka that pshat is. It was money from Kochim. Not Pshat, it's Stam Chulin. The reason why it's Chulin, not because he was Mechalal it. He bought animals with it. It became Chulin. Avad, it's not coming from people that enter because Ein Adam Nichlas Lazaru with money. Norvos, it's from the people, from the Shkolim of the Lishka, that were already in Nischal. There's no Kedusha. El Chazoka is done right away. Now, there is a tzad in Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Zayin, he says, that you are toilet that attack is chulin mamish from people that came out of the Azorah. We just said you're not allowed to enter. The Torah says you're not allowed to enter, but for Hesia, you're not allowed to enter with Mois chulin. Masha enkein, because it looks like you're going for doing business. But if you're coming bitzina, it's takamuta, and that's where you toilet the money in. Sakaponim, but over here in Yerushalmi, it's clearly that chazaka, that the kahanim, the gizborim, are not moitzim, not lishka mois, achu mechalon alabema. It was kochim, and it became nischalal. Zok to Mishnah Vayit, the Mori says. Correct.
So how did Yosef bring it into the barrel? Obviously, he was walking.
No, we're talking about the other tzad in Tosfos says not Yochid's money from the barrel. Yochid had money with him. He allowed to have money with Sinner.
The Gemara
has one terror. The Gemara's kasha was, why do you say it's chulin? Meaning, it's coming from people, assume it's regular kochim. From where else? What's the money? Money's all Lishka's money. Teretz says, Chazoka that the Kahanim already were Mechalit. So that's why it's Chulin. Not that it was always Chulin. It was Kochim that became Chulin.
How do you want to get to the Lishka? The person has to bring it there.
The Kahanim take it from the Pushkas and they put it into the Lishka. You don't come with money into the thing. It's come put into the pushkas. They empty the pushkas. Right, like we said yesterday. We said that in the money, the meat that's found it, you have to wait to Ubit Zuros and you have to wait till it goes to Beis HaSreifa. He said, Hisia Das, meaning the reason why we assume that it's possible because the Hescha Das. Now, even though Hescha Das passes in Kochim, you can't just burn it right away. Why? But Ton Ibetzura, meaning Hisia Das, Ton Ibetzura, to become possible Noiser, only then is it Yoitzel Beis Sefer when you have an Ibetzura. Meaning, Hezcha Das, not a Psula Guf Be'etzim. You can't say it's a Psula Guf. You have to wait for it to be Tzurosai. Om Rabbi Hoshia, Masis Namorokain. This is exactly what we see in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, to Uba Tzurosai, V'yeitzel Beis HaSreifa. Is Mashma that Hezcha Das is not yet ready to go to Beis HaSreifa until Nifsa Benoiser. So we see that Hezcha Das still requires Iba Tzura. Meaning it's a two-step process. Hezcha Das, but that's not a Psula Guf yet. And then you have to wait for Ibetzur in order to burn it. Oh, Zog de Gemara weiter, Oma Rabbi Yossi v'yos, meaning, Frag de Gemara Kasha v'yos, meaning, is this correct? We're saying arrive from a Mishnah that to Ubetzurosoi v'yetzel beis asreifa, that what? That Hesach Adas itself, being in the Azorah, is not automatically a psula guf. Because pshat is, because Hesach Adas is only when you Mesiach Das. Azor is not Hesach Adas. You know, when you take something off the fire and you keep it on the counter, it's not Hesach Adas. So you put it on the karka and you let go, make it a din. So Pshat is because the Etzem Azor is not Hesach Adas. It's like a constant Das that you have. So even though it's a found item, it's not Hesach Adas. So Zog de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yossi, V'yos, is it a raya from our Mishnah? That no, maybe the reason in the Azor, the reason why I need Ibetzur, because it's not called Hezcha Das, but Hezcha Das elsewhere would be a Psula Guf. Zog the Gemara, the reason why in the Mishnah, Lo'oichlo, you can't, Ein Ad Yochol, Shemen is Kalka Tzurosoi, because maybe it's Taka already passed, it's Man of Dachil, it's Taka Noiser, you can't eat it, Ulefum Kain, and that's why Tzok Meimar, Tuba Tzurosoi, V'yetzel Beis HaSreifa. The Tan has to say that you have to wait for Ibetzur, because it's a Sofik of Noiser, but not because Hezcha Das is not a psula guf. La'olam Hezcha Das would be a psula guf. Just in the Azor, there's no raya. I wine, you burn it right away because it's Sofik Noisa. But Al Kaponim is no raya for the din of psula Hezcha Das from our Mishnah. La'olam, you can say that Hezcha Das would be etzem be a psula guf, and it would go to Beis Sefer right away if there's Hezcha Das. Just in the Azor, it's not called Hezcha Das. Wine, you burn it right away because it's Sofik Noisa.
Our Sofik Guf is, did the time elapse? Is it Noisa?
Zog de Gemara nimtza begvulin, if you find it in the gvulin, meaning out of Yerushalayim and the rest of the cities of Eitz Yisrael. So we said, if it's limbs, it's a nevela. If it's chatichos, it's regular kosher meat. Reb Kisbe b'shem Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. He said that that which we said, that evorim, we're toiler, that what? That it's nevelas, it's not pshat, it's a chashash nevelas. It's a vada nevela. Loiket alein, atke rekach, you get malkas if you eat it. Why? Because of Mishum Nevela. Zog the Gemara, a riot to this din that it's a Vada Nevela. Mastis in Amorah came. We see this in our Mishnah. It says, Evor Nevelas. V'chatichos mutorois. Now, chatichos mutorois, loy mamish. Chatichos means it's mutter. We're not saying it's mutter b'dievet. No, it's mutter. We're not saying partially mutter. Something that's mutter, it's mutter. There's no 99% mutter. It's mutter. So if it's mutter 100%, suadin, when it comes to nevelas, it's 100% nevelas. Ure kavose evor nevelas, it means loiken alei mishum nevela, it's a vada nevela in yiga malkas. Zog the Gemara. Reb Kiske, now the Gemara says another din Reb Kispa said. Reb Kispa b'shem Reb Yossi b'Reb Chanina said, im hoyu machoizois, if you find these evor and these limbs in a chain together tied up, so then mutorois. Because that's not the derech. You don't take nevelas, you throw out. You don't take nevelas and tie them up as if you want to keep them and utilize them. So it's a gray that it's a behemak shera. Now, Bosef sent us alman ayin, that's a whole different sugya. But this is already a rai that it's not a nevela. Zog the Mishnah, the Gemara now, into the sugya of teish chanuyas. Because that's really what this sugya is all about finding something and a question what it is. Teish chanuyas moichas bosa nevela. If you have 9 stores in a city that sell bosa nevela, and 1 store, v'achas mecheres bosa shchuta, Nischalfuloi, meaning, if a person buys from one of the stores and he doesn't know which one he took from, so choishesh, so he's choishesh that what? That is bosa nevela. And the reason is, kol kavua, kemechtzal mechtzal, so you choishesh that it's from the treif.
even though it's only one that's based, it's even though it's nine nevela and one shchuta, it's called kavur kamechza mechza. However, nimtzeis, however, vela nimtzeis, meaning if you find meat in the city and you don't know it's nevela or it's a shchuta, in such an instance where there's nine nevelas and one shchuta, so over there it's not pshat that it's tam. Over here we're machmir and we say holkanach harov. So it's b'teres vadai. Why? Because when it's something that is called a parish, so meruba parish, and then you like it. Meaning, there's a fundamental difference. When it's teish chanuis and you find a piece of meat, so then it's called a parish. From which one? Meruba parish. So it's a vada and you like it. Mashe enkein, when it's achas moicheres shchuta, and you don't know where you bought it from the nine nevela, from one shchuta, so mele, it's a kavua dekadin. So mele, you choshesh. It's a suffix nevela. So you're choshish. But you're not going to be loik on it because it's not going to be called the posh, move a posh, but it's rather called kavur, kamechza, mechza. Teish chanui is likewise, if you have the opposite, teish chanui is moichas basa shkuta, and he sells basa shkuta. Ve'achas mecheres basa nevela, one sells nevela. Nischalfuloi. Again, if you bought from one of them, and you don't know from which one you bought, so choshish, you're choshish, then maybe it's basa nevela. That's only a chshash. Masekin nimtzis, when you find it, and here you have the case of the opposite. We roiv our kosher. So melo ve'eh holchanach haroiv, and it's muta bevadai. It's muta bevadai. Called the posh, move a posh, it's muta bevadai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, hanimtze biyad nochi, kenimtze beplatya. The Gemara says now, if you find meat in the hand of a guy, it's like you found it in the shuk, in a shus rabim. That means, just like we said the din that we just said now, legabe bosa that you find, in the hand of the guy, it's like you find it. And if roiv chanuyas on the veiler, then it's osa bevadai. And if roiv chanuyas on bosa shchuta, then it's muta. We said, call the posh, move a polish, even in the hand of a guy. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara says, following two mices, Rab Lezer bei Rab Chagi. Let's finish the Gemara. Rab Lezer bei Rab Chagi have a misamach le Ramona. He was leaning on to him. Chomel echad amoy mekatem in susa umapik levro. He saw a guy that was cutting up limbs from his horse, nevela, a trefa animal. He's cutting up a limb from a horse and carrying it, going out into the shuk. Omar Lezer, so he asked Ramona. So Ramona asked Rab Lezer, Hadoi the Omer Rabbi Yochanan nitzav yanochi kenitzav beplatya. Are you going to tell me over here if roiv behemis roiv stores are shchutos? You're going to say called the posh move a parish, and in the hand of the guy it's kosher. How could it be? In chayr it's in his hand. It's in the vela. Omer le kein Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi. Yes, he said this is what Rabbi said. Vehein ro shero oisoi yoytzim makulin. No, that's only when you see him coming out of a kosher butcher shop. If it's Shiro Oisei, Yoitze Makulin Shei Yisrael. So if he comes out of a kosher butzer shop, then you say, you go, Bosa, called the posh, move a posh, and it's like a Bosa, that's Shchuta. But if Roiv, and if Roiv Chanui is a Bosa that are Nevela, then you assume that what? That you go, Bosa, Roiv, and it's Vada Nevela. But, and even though he comes from a kosher butcher shop, if it's Roiv Nevela, so you assume that it's from in his hand from beforehand. Mashenkin, in your case, we see him cutting a piece of meat from a horse. Of course, it's going to be an Eva Nevela. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Yotze from a Chanus of Yisrael. So then you say, Roiv Shchutos, it's kosher. Roiv Nevela, it was in his hand beforehand, even though it's coming out of a kosher butcher shop. The last mice in the Gemara, Chad Banash, Bitsipurin, also boy, Mazeman, Kupit, Mintabocha. A Yid wanted to buy in Tzipurah a piece of meat from the tabach, but he didn't want to sell him. He didn't like him. He said, "I don't want to sell to you." So Omalei, so he told the guy, he told the Roman, "Lechad Ramoi va'aisalei, do me a favor, go to the Jewish butcher shop and buy a piece of meat and then give it to me." Omalei, so the buyer told the tabach after the Roman bought it for him, "Loi nazbez al korche," meaning you thought you can't sell to me. I have it. Because he sold it to the guy and he gave it to me. So you know what he told him back? He wanted to get him back. Omalei, v'lav bosa nevela yahavislei. Do you think that I gave him regular meat? I gave him nevela. So good luck in the meat that you have. Zokmor Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Abchinin. What's the din taka? Zokmor, did he say this time out of spite? But it's not really. Or do you assume it's taka nevela? Zokmor Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Abchinin. This maisa came bolif nei Rabbi. V'oma, and he said, lav kol kula mino, meaning lav kol kamine. Mesa mikulun zipoygin. It's lav kol kamina. There's no nemonis on the moicha to stamp to aser the bosser in zipoygin, which is roiv shchutas, and to say that no, what happened to the called the parish? Avada, you can assume that no, it's unless you see him taking bosser from a source. But stamazo, you're saying I saw nevela. There's no nemonis on that, and memela he said it out of spite, and it would not be believed.